So now, like, looking back on your experience this year in the U.S., would you have it, would you, like, have done it differently? Would you still come here or no, or what? Do you regret anything? Have any regrets, or?
Well, I guess now I don't have any regrets, because life in the Philippines is hard, you know, if you don't have any job, or, like, living back where I was, you know. And back in the country, you know, life is much harder. You know, you have to work hard, twice as hard as you were working here to earn decent amount of food or, like, just to live, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, would you have stayed in the Philippines?
Would I have stayed in the Philippines? Well, it depends, you know, but I guess... living here.
So would you have stayed in the Philippines?
Because I don't know, because I was really, like, you know, I went here, I was young, and, you know, I was, I don't really, because my dad wanted us to go here, and I didn't even know, like, a lot of, you know, like, how it is to grow up there, like, because I was really young when I went here. But, you know, well, I guess,
Do you feel as if you're living the American dream?
No. I don't even know what the American dream is, you know. Like...
Anymore.
I don't even know what the American dream is anymore.
Everybody's working.
Yeah, pretty much... Life here is all work, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't work, nothing will happen to you, you know.
Yeah. You think it's hard to be living and making it, having the American dream as a minority, especially as a Filipino immigrant in the U.S.? You think it's harder?
Oh, yeah, it's harder because of the language barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to take on a new culture coming here, you know. You have to be a whole different person, you know. You have to learn how to speak English because of the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't